The portion of scripture for our meditation this evening is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17, beginning with the first verse. Dear friends in Christ, when a kid is given something, whether it's a really nice present or maybe a shirt or maybe it's something as simple as a glass of water, his parents remind him to say thank you. And why is that? Well, as the Geico commercial says, it's just what you do. It's common courtesy. It's a polite thing to do because not saying thank you is considered rude. Because you want to acknowledge that what this person has given you was a gracious gift that you didn't need, that you didn't do anything to deserve or so on. It shows that you are grateful for this gift. You know, it might be what you do, but that doesn't mean people always do it, and that doesn't mean they always do it and thank the right person for the correct gifts. Reminds me of a man named Edward Spencer. Now, it was September 8th, 1860, and a schooner called the Augusta collided with a passenger ship, the Lady Elgin, in the waters of Lake Michigan just north of Chicago. And as the passengers clung to whatever they could to hold on for dear life and try to swim to the shores of Illinois, there was a group of students from Northwestern University that saw it all unfold. So Edward Spencer, along with some of his classmates, decided to try to save some of them. So he put a rope around his waist, and he swam out to those from the shipwreck, and he grabbed one of them, and then his classmates would pull him back with the rope. This continued on for 6 hours. All in all, Edward Spencer saved 17 people. Ended up that about 300 people died from this shipwreck, but it could have been even worse if it wasn't for Edward's heroics. Years later, someone asked Edward what he remembered the most about that day, and he said, "I remember that not one of those 17 ever thanked me." Jesus faced something similar in our text for this evening. As he was walking through Israel, he came across 10 lepers. Now, these men had some sort of contagious skin disease. They were forced to live outside in the wilderness, outside any village or city. They couldn't come in contact with anyone who's considered clean because of their contagious skin disease. They lived apart from their families. They couldn't really have any jobs, no way to support themselves. Many of them were going to die because of this disease. When they saw Jesus, they called out to him, "Lord, have mercy on us." And Jesus did. He told them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest," because it was only the priest who could declare someone clean if they had previously been unclean. And on their way to show the priest, they suddenly realized that they were clean. They had been purified. They had been healed by Jesus. But despite the fact that he healed them from this horrible, contagious disease that caused them to suffer in many ways, there's just one man, a Samaritan. Samaritans at this time, they did not associate with Jews. They were considered enemies of each other. And it was a Samaritan who came back to thank Jesus, a Jew. Only one who came back. Now, obviously, this is about remembering to say thank you. But tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I don't think too many of us are going to forget to say thank you or be grateful and thankful around this time of year. It's the beauty of Thanksgiving, the national holiday of obligatory thanks. We get together with relatives. We sit around a great feast, maybe watch some football, and we're just thankful. Perhaps your family is one, mine is not, but perhaps your family is one that goes around the table and says something that you're grateful for. Friends or family or health. Your Xbox. Your grades. We're thankful. And we say our thank yous, and then we figure we're pretty covered for a year. And maybe that's the case for you, maybe not. But I'm guessing most of you, if not all of you, are thankful throughout the year. Maybe you say a common table prayer every time you eat. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. You're probably pretty courteous and do say thank you a lot to people. But is that really being thankful? Just saying the words thanks, or saying, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Is that what really means just by saying the words? Is that truly what being grateful is? Of course not. To be truly thankful is to have that feeling of gratitude and joy because you realize you have been given a gracious gift that you have not earned and that you have not deserved. And that is what's often missing from our thank you. No, we simply say thank you because that's just what you do. And a question many people, especially non-Christians, never answer or never even think about on Thanksgiving is to whom you are thankful. Oh, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that, but thankful to whom? Well, no one in general. I'm just thankful that I have close friends or a loving family or have so many things in this world. But they never give credit to themselves. They never give credit to anyone unless it's themselves for their hard work. So to say thank you, of course, is important, but equally as important is the motivation behind the thank you and to whom the thank you is intended. Look at that one grateful Samaritan, the one who returned to Jesus. What did he return for? What did he do? He bowed himself before Jesus and thanked him for healing and purifying him as he gave glory to God. He realized that he didn't purify himself. He realized it was an act of mercy and grace that Jesus did for him that he did not earn or deserve. So he returned to thank Christ. And notice how Jesus responded. He said, your faith has healed you. To give thanks is an act of faith. Let me give thanks to the Lord. To give thanks is to worship the Lord. Is acknowledging that the Lord is the one who healed him. The Lord is the one who gave him all these gifts, and we can confess then along with the Apostle James that every good and gracious gift comes from above. It is praising him for his love and mercy that extends forever. Confessing that what we have from the Lord is neither earned or deserved. So as we thank others on a regular basis, as we are thankful on Thanksgiving, we remember who we are thankful to, who gives us all things, including our gifts and abilities. We give thanks to the Lord. But for what? For what should we give thanks to the Lord? Now we know that God gives us all things, and it's easy to give thanks to the Lord for the things that we enjoy, to the things that we see as a great benefit to us. Now we like to thank Him for friends or family who loves us, or a good job, or a clean slate of health. But God gives us all things. It's hard to thank God for the things that we don't enjoy, the things that we see as burdens or difficulties in this life, for the financial problems or the health issues or the problems at home or the problems at work. Instead of thanking God for those, we usually do the exact opposite. We complain about God. We complain to God, why are you always holding me back? Or why aren't you helping me in my time of trouble? What do you have against me, O Lord, that you have made me suffer this way? So again, we see that thanking God in all things is really an act of faith. It's really an act of worship. To thank God for each and everything in your life, even the bad things, is to confess that the Lord knows more than you. It's to confess that the Lord knows what's best for you, even when you disagree with Him. It is confessing that the Lord will make everything, even the seemingly bad things in your life, turn out for your benefit and your eternal and spiritual well-being. Is knowing that as you turn to Him and His Word, that He will use that Word to strengthen your faith, to refine your faith in times of trouble, and you will come out with a stronger faith. So we can thank the Lord for all things, even the bad, because God will always bless us, even if we don't see it. Now the Lord told that thankful Samaritan, your faith has healed you. And that's not the best translation, really. Literally, Jesus said, your faith has saved you. Now God doesn't promise that because we believe, He's going to heal us from all our diseases, or we will never suffer, or we will never have hard financial times or problems at home, because we believe. And if we believe enough, then He will take away our sicknesses and diseases, or cure us from cancer. That's a promise He doesn't make. In fact, He says the opposite. He says that you are a sinner living in a sinful world, and you will have hardships and difficulties. Well, that's why we turn to Him and His cross, knowing that no matter what, we are going to live with Him in heaven forever. And that's a promise He does make, that we will be saved. That we already have been saved. That's a gift He has already given us because of His Son. The gift to the world that He gave His one and only Son. And that Son lived a perfect life that He credited to us, that He took away our sins on the cross and clothed us in a robe of His righteous perfection. So that when the Lord looks at us, He no longer sees our sins, but sees us as His own dear children, pure and holy like His Son, Jesus. And because He lives, we too will live. And we will join Him in heaven forever. That's a promise He makes to us, that He has already saved us. And we will live even though we die. And Jesus did this for the whole world. He died and paid for the sins of the whole world, whether we believe it or not. It is through faith that we receive this blessing of salvation that Christ has won for us. And that is why He told that thankful Samaritan, your faith has saved you. That worship was an act, that thankfulness was an act of faith. And it's through faith in Christ that He saves us, so He can rightfully say, your faith has saved you. That salvation, this free gift of salvation, is the greatest gift we can ever have. Gift that He gives to us without us earning or deserving. And above all else, that's why we thank the Lord. Above all else, we give praise and thanks to Him for our eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. Because if that's all we have, that is all we need. So this Thanksgiving and every day, remember to be thankful and give credit where credit deserves by giving thanks to the Lord. Not because it's just what Christians do, but out of a grateful and loving and thankful heart because of what Christ gave up to give us our salvation. So we thank Him for all things, the good, the bad, and especially for our salvation. And when He comes to take us home, He will say what He said to the thankful Samaritan, "Your faith has saved you." Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.